From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be able to welcome you to our program once again. We begin a new chapter in Mark's Gospel this morning. It's chapter 13. I'll be reading from verse 1 in just a moment. While you turn up that portion, may I remind you of tonight's program at 9 o'clock? On the program, I will be reading extracts from a book by Alan Toms entitled I Will Come Again. It's an introduction to the study of Bible prophecy. I will be giving away a free copy of this book to anyone who contacts me. We'll read the first extract then from the book tonight. So will you join with us at 9 o'clock? Now we're going to turn to God's Word, Mark chapter 13, the verse 1. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. We will end our reading there. And now Jack Halcombe will sing for us an appropriate hymn, I Know I'll See Jesus Someday.
Sweet is the hope that is thrilling my soul. I know I'll see Jesus someday. Then what if the dark clouds of sin o'er me roll? I know I'll see Thank you.
My subject this morning is Take Heed, and we're going to look at Mark chapter 13, the verses 1 to 6. This chapter is full of prophecy which has been, in part, fulfilled, but much remains to be accomplished. Two events feature in our Saviour's prophecy. One is the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies, and this took place in the year A.D. 70, about 40 years after the Saviour uttered these words. The other event is the coming again of the Redeemer in power and great glory. Such words as these ought to be of the deepest interest to every Christian. Let's start by saying this. The world to come, rather than the world around, ought to occupy the heart of the Christian. You can hear the national pride of the disciples as they draw the Saviour's attention to the temple with its architectural splendour and magnificence in the verse 1. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. The Saviour's answer was different from the reply they expected. His reply was laden with doom. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Verse 2. Another view occupied his mind and heart. It was that of the judgment that was to fall upon Jerusalem, and the temple in particular. Of this judgment the Saviour had spoken before. Listen to these words. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. They shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. These words had been spoken but 2 days before. But obviously, their significance had not registered with the disciples, or they would not have spoken of the temple buildings as they did. How slow is man to recognize that this world and the things in it will pass away one day? Men plan and dream and scheme and work as if things will go on as they are forever. But it is not so. Judgment is coming. If only sinners would catch something of the view that Christ has of the future. He does reveal the future in his word, but sinners will not heed what he says. The gospel is all about what lies ahead, what is the conclusion of all things. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. There is an end to this world and the things we see before us now, and it will be an end in judgment. That is what Christ would have his disciples understand. Secondly, whenever Christ turns the minds of his disciples to the future, he issues a warning. Note that four of Christ's disciples came to talk to him about these matters. In verse 3, it speaks of Peter and James and John and Andrew. Why did they not all come? I don't know. Just why are not all of God's people interested in these matters? I don't know. They should be. I am convinced of that. See the question the disciples asked him. Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Verse 4. That is a good question, and the Saviour proceeds to answer them. But notice he begins with a warning. And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. Verse 5. The word deceive simply means lead you astray. I suppose that there is no topic, no doctrine about which men are more easily led astray than that concerning the last days. I think that the chief reason for this is that the topic is so neglected that counterfeiting of truth can easily take place. Recently, a new £5 note was issued. If you have not seen one, it would not be difficult to palm you off with a dud. But someone familiar with the colour and with the design of the new note would be less easily fooled. Likewise, those familiar with what the Bible has to say about prophecy are less easily fooled about the Bible's teaching. But not only is the subject itself one that makes deception easy, but the days into which we are entering are days filled with deceitfulness. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 6. This is the ultimate deception. Someone saying, I am Christ, has got to be the greatest deception that may be attempted. But see what the Saviour adds. And shall deceive many. It must be said that many believe and follow a Christ which is not the Christ of the Bible. The deception that Christ warned of here has overtaken many. Many do not believe in a Christ who said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18, verse 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 and 16. How many believe in a Christ who teaches them that it is through the church, through baptism, through communion, that we are saved? Such teaching is not the teaching of the Christ of the Bible. It is a deception. Don't be deceived about these matters, but search the Scriptures and believe their testimony. Join me again next week around this portion of God's Word. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.